The Bird Show.
I've been really surprised, like, at least within my friend and working group, those that I ask, like, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? I feel like more often than not now, they're saying nothing. And they're a married couple for a very, very long time.
Nothing.
Nothing. Mo, his lady?
No, I feel about Valentine's Day. Nothing.
Nothing.
How am I single and the only one with plans?
I've got plans.
I've got a whole weekend planned. Me and my lady are going out to Florida.
Woohoo!
My friend lady.
I said that before that. I just kind of feel like, look, you're in love and that's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Should be celebrated a little bit. But you guys are like, yeah, we celebrate in different ways.
Listen, I have a kid now. He is 3, almost 4. So what have I been doing this week? Running to Michael's and getting supplies and making the Valentine's box for his Valentine's and then buying the Valentine's. And then also I signed up to be, you know, help out with the Valentine's party. So getting the decorations for the Valentine's party and then also buying the Valentine's that he needs for the kids and then getting a little something for the teacher as well. That's what I've been doing.
Well,
there's no love left for my husband because I've given it to my child and the students in his class.
I mean, you're literally in Michael's already making handcrafted hearts or whatever. Why mm-hmm. why can't you make one for Bart?
No, he doesn't want that.
That's rich coming from the man who refuses to handwrite any thank you card or letter
I give letters. You just demand handwritten, yeah. And I type them.
You want her to craft something from Michael's, and you won't even scrawl out one
because
sentence.
Because you
love
wouldn't
you,
be
babe.
Able to read what I write.
Hot meat kettle.
So, yes, Valentine's Day here is right around the corner. And at this point, we turn it over to our producer, Rebecca.
Yeah, so I'm a single woman in her early 30s, or just 30, because I don't like to say early 30s yet, because I'll start saying that when I'm 31, I think. with Valentine's Day coming up, I've been listening to a lot of Sabrina Carpenter, maybe to like a clinical degree. And I dare say, she is this generation's Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Has she dethroned Taylor Swift?
Oh, absolutely. Because as Shakespeare famously once said, to be or not to be, that's that mi espresso.
Listen, Sabrina Carpenter could have written Romeo and Juliet, but Shakespeare could not have written Juno.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's a solid point. Solid point.
It is.
For never was a story of more woe than this of Sabrina Carpenter and her Barry Keogh.
Yes. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
guys.
That was good.
Thank you.
Snaps.
And I'm putting you all to the test. And please, please, please don't prove me right. Because I've cherry-picked Sabrina lyrics and Shakespeare sonnets, and it's up to each of you to tell me which is the Carpenter and which is the Bard. It's Sabrina versus Shakespeare.
Okay, Bridgerton.
Okay, Bert. I'm giving you 2 lines.
All right.
One of them is from Shakespeare, and one is from a Sabrina Carpenter song.
I clearly am the only one in here going to get these right, because I'm the only one that believes in love.
Which one of these is Sabrina Carpenter? There's no gravity in the words we write. Or, knock, knock, who's there?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Too obvious. Knock, knock, who's there has got to be Sabrina Carpenter.
Knock, knock, who's there is from Macbeth.
What?
That is Shakespeare.
What? Gotcha.
Wait, he was the OG knock, knock joke?
He made the original knock, knock joke.
That might That's be his greatest crazy. Accomplishment.
Yes. Now I see his brilliance.
Now I understand.
Okay, Kristen, which is Sabrina?
Mm-hmm.
I will wear my heart upon my sleeve, or I have never seen an ugly truth that I can't bend.
I'm going to say I will never see an ugly truth that I can't bend.
It's Sabrina.
Yes.
You're correct.
All right.
That is from the song Lie to Girls. All right, Cassie, you're an English lit major. I have faith in you. Which one is Sabrina? Guess I'll end this life alone, or I've been in such a pickle.
I've been in such a pickle.
Yeah, that's from The Tempest. Good
really?
Job.
Dude was kind of basic.
Mm, yeah. Mo, mm-hmm. which one is Sabrina? Mm-hmm. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. Or jealousy is the green-eyed monster.
Whatever monster is inside you, don't let him out tonight, is Sabrina.
You're right.
Let's go. Look at you.
Nice.
I know love.
Closet. Huge Sabrina Carpenter fan. Mo is.
My favorite on the low.
Uh-huh. That's from Please, Please, Please. All right, Abby. Which one, Sabrina? All that glitters is not gold. Or wherefore art thou? Why not uponeth me?
Oh, I love that from Bed Cam. That's Sabrina.
That's Sabrina. Wow, you guys killed it. Rest in peace, Shakespeare. You would have loved Short and Sweet. The Burt Show.